comments for both of these approaches by Monday. Fulbright at his press conference indicated he was hopeful the administration could comment on both proposals. Fulbright expressed the belief that neither proposal could carry in committee, that the committee would defeat both the McGovern rider and the committee's suggestion. Now, I would get a little constitutional in this reply, and I would just say we just can't have committees directing, my sense of Congress directing the war efforts, and we were glad that Congress took its action last week, and they thought it was very wise action, but that this any efforts along this line, sense of Congress resolutions, are not only not helpful, but they're definitely hurtful. I just meet it head on, and I'd have George Ball take each member of that committee and go talk to them and tell them, you too, before the Monday thing gets long, because if you don't, and Doug McCarthy, you wind up there with getting something hung on with that group, because they'll get old man Aiken, and they've got Fulbright, and they'll have Church, and they'll have Gore, and Sparkman may be a little wobbly, and Lausche will be sick, and Symington will give in. So I'd say that this is not only not helpful, but would be definitely hurtful, that the president has the authority he needs, and what he needs is money and not sense. Right. Sense of Congress. He got plenty of sense of Congress already, and the sense of Congress can't be improved over what it was in the last action.
All right.
But I'd hit it hard with him, and I'd have Ball tell Fulbright, or you tell him, that this is just definitely getting to be hurtful and necessary. I'd take Lodge's report and read it, some of them, when he went up to the 101st headquarters the other day.
Right.
Okay.
All right.